This is Mario's Sunday Roast on Today FM.
Gary, on that level, here we're going to hear your Sunday Roast topic.
If it was me, the team that is affected the most is Derby. I'd reverse the scoreline.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like let the punishment fit the crime. That statement fits this brilliantly. And I think if you've sent someone all the way down from Leeds to Derby to stand outside the training ground, and then when asked about it, you say, yes, he was sent down by me, you know, to put his expense sheet in and all that game, I think, fine, no problem. You won 2-0 against Derby. It affected Derby. It's not in the spirit of the game.
That is former Nottingham Forest legend Stuart Psycho Pearce suggesting that the points should be overturned. This is concerning Bielsa, the Leeds manager.
Stuart Pearce, 100% Leave voter.
Absolutely.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
He's the personification of Brexit.
He is the personification of Brexit, without a shadow of a doubt, and I find this pathetic from him, of all people.
What's the context?
You know, the leg-breaking Stuart Pearce, win-at-all-cost type mentality, and I suppose I'd heard a lot of different commentaries from English managers, ex-players, current players, managers, and so on. But when Stuart Pearce came out with this a couple of days ago, I was totally and utterly changed my whole opinion of the man.
So
Bielsa,
Bielsa,
as basically the Leeds United manager, had sent a spy to the Derby County training ground. And I guess on the day of the game, Leeds beat Derby 2-0 last week. All hell broke loose because the English darling Frank Lampard manages Derby County, and I think this is really where the whole catalyst for this bomb began, because everyone now has been weighing in. Bielsa, who's an Argentinian guy, proven to rejuvenate in Leeds, and this is a win-at-all-cost type thing for him. He's completely mystified. So as the week has gone on, everyone's had their say in it. Stuart Pearce was the one that really put it out to me. He's like going, you got to reverse the result. This is pathetic. You can't do this, whatever. And then Bielsa just turned around the other night and said, actually, I've done it to all of yous. I've watched every one of yous training for the last
while.
And
is it wrong?
And if these managers were so good, and if they had done their homework, back in 2002 when Bielsa was the Argentinian manager, he sent Guarnier, one of his assistant manager, dressed him up as a journalist, got him to rip a fence, cut a fence, cut a hole in it. He had full accreditation of a Uruguayan journalist.
Yeah.
And he was tippy-tapping with the Uruguayan players, looking at the formations, until somebody half caught on or recognised him in the Uruguayan police and threw him out onto the street. So he has form of this. Now for me, the outcry about this, about a man who is doing his homework, is really going about his business. And for me, if I'm a Leeds United fan, which I'm not, I despise Leeds with every pore of my body, being a Man United
steady
fan.
Matt
so
Cooper
the likes, of you,
to
the likes of you and Matt Cooper can stick that. I think you're a Leeds fan too.
No, I'm a Liverpool fan, thank you.
Oh my God, worse. But anyway, for me, like, this isn't a PED, you know what I mean? Like, these guys, like, he hasn't been injecting them with creatine and performance-enhancing drugs.
Yep.
He's been doing his homework, doing whatever, and I just think the outcry that has been nothing shy of relentless. I've stopped watching Sky Sports News, which is rare for me to say it this past week, because I just can't listen to it anymore.
Any thoughts on this, Larissa?
Yeah, well, I'm interested in it from a cultural perspective, because sociology tells us that morality is broad, right? So what we think in one culture would be completely, totally different in another. So like it differs in different parts of the world and even in different societies. So the probably it's acceptable
in Argentina,
we're saying,
yeah,
so it's an acceptable
totally
thing
is
there. And it's completely repugnant to obviously the English football people. What do you, that shows you how much I know about
the
football.
Brits, cognizant.
back to them. So there's that, and there's another thing about it is,
well, can I get in there?
Yeah, no, go for it.
Because you said about cultural differences there, and this is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, Bielsa is an Argentinian, and he has his ways of training. And the same thing went back to Maradona's hand of God in 1986. God Almighty, Maradona got his hand in there and he knocked the ball, hand of God, and all the Brits are absolutely, you know, gobsmacked.
Oh, the nobility, how dare you? We are the honest, noble Brits and you broke the rules.
And in an interview, Maradona was asked, did you handle the ball? You see, I handled the ball. And they said, do you know this is wrong?
No, not wrong, not wrong.
And they go, why isn't it wrong?
And he went, in Argentina, this is good to rob and to get away with it.
So basically the difference in culture is to get away with this is seen as an admirable thing for the little man to rob the big colonial power
you've hit the nail on the head, and I was going to touch on Maradona because this is where I think the deeper pain in the English sportsman is now coming from. It's coming from Maradona. It's Maradona's fault. But again, exactly what Larissa has said there, it's a culture thing. Because Bielsa's been in there. He has just been so stonewall about it. He's sitting there like going, what's the crack, lads? He goes, like, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? You know, it's almost like the whole diving debate. If you look at the European players and they're playing the dives, I suppose in a cultural point of view in England, they've always looked at, listen, stay on your feet, be honest, be whatever. There's nothing illegal about it if you try to do it. I mean, you touch an Italian player, he goes down, they're patting each other in the back.
Correct.
In the English game, and I suppose in that sense, I might be a little bit hypocritical where I would say, like, the likes of Salah and Liverpool players, Gerrard, Salah, traditionally, like, the biggest divers the game I've ever seen.
Now, easy on
they're
Salah.
They're doing it all the time, but in Italy it would be encouraged, and in Argentina it would be encouraged.
There's a culture of, if you can get away with it, do it. And it's a difference in culture, and of course our northern hemisphere culture thinks that we are the dominant culture, so we're imposing our
culture.
And
what's right for one is not right for the other, so I suppose, and this is really where the argument is in this.
Fine. And also from my listeners then, 0874100102, I'd like to hear from you. Is it cheating or is it okay? Is it cheating or is it okay? Actually, we can combine both topics. If you're English here and living in Ireland and receiving abuse from Irish people and you've been cheated on in a football game, give us a call. The double whammy, combine them all. I want the biggest, fattest, most beautiful El Gordo text that we've ever had to combine these things. But I'm here with Gary O'Hanlon and Larissa Nolan.
This is Mario's Sunday Roast on Today FM.